Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Don't wince. Just be like, Hayden has a big reveal.
So Hayden excited. Has a big reveal. Riverside's getting crazy up in her.
Sorry, you gotta pay your body. Okay, ready?
Serious.
Hey, Blondies. It's your Blondies. Hayden and Dax here, two best mates, producers, live event coordinators, podcasting about life, events, and we have great guests, we have crazy games, and we talk absolutely no politics because...
we're allergic, even though damn. I want to talk politics.
Oh, yeah, and like sometimes we edge on the politics.
Yeah.
But today is strictly no politics because we got too much to cover. Dax, what do we have to talk about today? Blonde in color.
You know, I'm blonde in nature. We should have called ourselves the Blabber Blondes.
We can still do that.
The Blabber Blondes just
maybe
change
we have a
the
separate
whole
podcast that is just nonsense.
Blabber Absolute Blondies. Nonsense. That's what this podcast is the Blabber Blondies.
Are you kidding me? This is deep content. People learn so much about life and themselves and what blondes get up to on a day-to-day basis. Educational
good point.
Blondes.
We are educational. We're blabbing educational blondies.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a long-awaited. It's been like 5 minutes now. Can you tell... do we want to do my news first or your news first? I don't really have news.
Well, let's... you go first, because I feel like mine's going to take a little while. So
do you wanna,
tell us about...
well, we can ask listeners. Do you want to hear the good news or the bad news?
Yeah, the live poll is coming in right now. Ooh, they want good news first, then bad news, and looks like they want to finish with some good news, which we can totally do.
Okay, so it's a good news sandwich. We'll do a good news sandwich.
Great, which is sometimes called an SHIT sando.
Is that really?
Shit sandwich. Yeah.
That's
an actual term.
You don't use that term?
Yeah.
No.
Because is that Australian? Good stuff with the stuff it could well be. I might be adopting that from the home country. But you can use it now that you know it.
I had a question about your home country like 2 days ago, and I meant to write it down and I didn't.
Hey, that's all right.
Dang it, Daxton, I need to write these things down.
You can as soon as it comes to you, you ask, and I will 100% know the answer because I am Australia's spokesperson.
Number one spokesperson. Yeah. Okay, I don't know, but okay. Good news is I finally got a tan.
You sure did.
I just decided to go show the shoulders today because I am tanned.
You are tan. And how did you get said tan?
Well, we went to Fire Island. I don't know if you don't know what Fire Island is. It's an island in Long Island. I think I'm right. I could be wrong.
I think you're right.
On Long Island. Yeah, it's in Long Island. It's an island off of Long Island. Because it's not in Long Island. You have to go through Long Island to get to Fire Island. You have to take a ferry over. And you get on this ferry and you go over to the oasis of Fire Island where there is no cars. And it is houses all over the place. And it is just, you can walk from the bay to the beach in 5 minutes. It is so beautiful. I am mad I haven't been in like 12 years. And
my God.
We stayed for a week. and we were in bed. So some people know Party Island, Party Island, Fire Island as a party island. You could party. David and I were just so chill and were in bed before 10 p.m. every night. It was such a beautiful week. And I mean, like, you can do day trips out there. It was just so amazing. So wow. We had a great time. I was in the sun. Lots and lots. I wore my SPF from Europe.
Which is the really good stuff.
The really good stuff. Never got burnt. I have a tan line. And no, I ain't showing you. I ain't showing nobody.
Because that's for the X-rated, paid-for Patreon level.
Yeah, you know what? If we get like 20 Patreon subscribers in the next 15 hours, because that's how long
you'll do it.
That's how long this tan is going to last. I'll show you my tan line.
I'm down. I think we can do it. I think we can manage. I think
we had a great time.
Pre-record that tan line.
I'm going to have to take a picture just in case. But we had a really good time. We've done a lot of vacations this summer, and I want more. I want more vacations. Yeah. But I think after my injury, my eye injury, meaning like my eye dilemma, I'm just like trying to enjoy every moment I can have to like go somewhere and relax and see the sun and the beach and all that.
Well,
all that fun stuff.
That is fun stuff. Do you know how I know about Fire Island?
From the movie.
From the movie. There's a literal movie called Fire Island.
There's like a whole, like, the gay area of Fire Island is like this part. Like, Fire Island's like this big. Yeah.
Whoa.
And there's like a straight area. There's like a family, like it is a whole, it's like a whole thing. It's big. I didn't know any of this. I thought it was just like kind of like, oh, the gays go to Fire Island. No, it is I don't think you would have fun in that location of Fire Island. You'd have a lot of attention, but I don't know if it's the attention you want.
Attention equals fun, according to me. So give it over, baby. I'm going to go there. Wait, that's gay baiting.
We don't do that anymore.
I'm learning. And
neither of us are gay baiting.
No. Well, you kind of are when you pop those tan lines out on Patreon.
Hey, guilty. It's not guilty, but I'm just like, come to the Patreon. Yeah.
Pate baiting.
Yeah, I'm pate baiting. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, good for
you. Go to the beach.
Go to the beach.
If you're in LA, go to the freaking beach every freaking day if you can.
I've been wanting to go down for a long time, but I can't, which brings me to my great news.
After this break.
Because your boy needs to sit down, and that's a clue.
It's a clue. Let's take
all right,
that
Dax,
break.
Pause this thing.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, we teased it enough with my tan.
And it has been a long time. So if you've suffered through Blondies Out Loud up until this point, congratulations, you made it to the point where you get to hear my news. However, if you've been watching the podcast, you've probably noticed I've been a little fidgety. I haven't been able to quite stand still.
You're always fidgety and you can't see.
I am always fidgety. Yeah.
There's no giveaway right now. There is no giveaway.
You can't see anything, right?
No, you've done a really good job at hiding.
Mm-hmm. So if you are watching on the YouTube, thank you. Make sure you subscribe down below. If you are listening and you want to watch, Daxton's looking bloody sexy with his tan. So go ahead onto the YouTube and subscribe over there and watch the vids. Otherwise, thank you for subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. For now, I am going to give the YouTube people and the Patreon people a 3-second head start on this news. Watching? Daxton, what did I just reveal?
Two dildos.
Fresh dildos. So fresh. Yeah, those dildos Daxton speak of are actually my crutches. I've been on crutches for 2.5 weeks.
Two and a half weeks? And you're
weeks.
Just telling me now?
Surprise. Surprise. It's a surprise for you too, Dax.
2.5 weeks? I thought this happened like 2 days ago.
No, this happened on the 2nd of August.
Which I believe is
2.5 weeks ago. No, just over 2 weeks ago.
Okay, tell us what happened.
So I'm on crutches because I need a knee reconstruction. I dislocated my knee. I totally ruptured my ACL. My ACL went, see you later, bye-bye. My meniscus, if you know what a meniscus is flipped into the wrong position, and my MCL, my medial collateral ligament, I believe it's called, is torn as well. So I need a full knee reconstruction, which sucks, but I've had one before and I survived. So
you had a whole knee in the same knee?
Opposite knee. So I've had a full knee reconstruction in my left, and now I'm going to get one in my right. So,
gosh, when you're like 90 years old, the way you're going to walk is going to be so cute.
But get this. I think in the future, we're going to have, you know, stem cells like create new tissues and things like that. We're going to have the ability. It's going to be no problem. I'm going to be able to reverse the damage in the cells. Like, it's going to be a
bruise. I think that could happen.
I'm already taking some peptides.
You're a peptide queen.
Yes.
You're Wolverine, coming baby. Out as a peptide queen. Okay.
I'm hoping it helps.
let's hope those help. I've heard mm-hmm. they do.
I've helped as well.
Are you putting them like into the knee?
No, I'm going to slowly make my way down the body to get closer and closer. The thing is, you need to find like fat deposits to put the...
And you're
the,
not very... The, that.
Yeah, and it just... The less fat you have where you inject it, like the more it hurts. So
yeah, and we don't need any more pain. Can you tell people how you did it? I'm sure people like, do you want to tell us how you did it?
Yeah. So I did my previous one kind of the same way, playing AFL, which is Australian football, which is a full contact sport. I had a great game two Sundays ago. And it's full contact, right? I was having a blinder of a game. Kicked a goal from the back line. I was playing defense, made some great tackles, was having just a really good game, some good breaks. And then in the last 2 minutes, me and this guy were going for the ball, collided. I like planted my right foot and I saw my body twist around my knee. And my knee go, it like popped. It went dislocated. And
now, did you feel it? Did you feel any pain at all, or did you have to like?
It's agony. And I remember the exact same sound. I remember the exact same pain when I did my last one. So I was just sitting. I was just laying on the ground holding my knee, and everyone was like around me, like, "Oh, what do we do? What do we do?" They're like, "Are you okay? Can you walk?" And I just all I could get out was ACL. Like it was just. It's just like shearing.
Your famous last words were ACL.
Yeah. I knew straight away. How about that? I knew straight away.
Your famous last words were ACL.
ACL. Not even the full word, just the acronym.
Just ACL. ACL. Did you have to be like emergency?
No. Emergency room, because I kind of knew what it was and like... That apparently the emergency can't do anything for that anyway, right? So a couple of the blokes kind of get me off the field, hobble me off, I elevate, I ice. And
then you finish the game. And then you
and then
score two more goals.
Out there. Damn right.
Two more goals.
On one leg.
No pain, no game. No pain, no game.
Do it for the love of the game, baby.
Yeah.
Love of the game.
And you better believe.
No.
You're
no,
like,
they
screw
actually...
it. Take off your helmet, too.
No. No. Take everything off. Nothing. No, it's... They canceled the game after that. There was like 1 minute left by the time I got off the field. They canceled
so
the game.
So we didn't even have a winner? There was no winner? Everyone, were you at least in the...
We destroyed them. So we,
oh, okay.
We were just
so
like,
you got the win. You got the W. Yeah.
There was
ACL,
no chance.
ACL.
Yeah, that they could win in the last minute. So we were just like, all right, game's off.
Done.
And get
oh
this.
Oh, my
there
God.
Was, there was, you know, half the team is Americans, half the team is Aussies. And I was looking around because I don't know the medical system here very well at all. I was like, so
well, you're gonna learn it.
What
you're
do I do? And everyone, even the Americans, were like, I don't know. Like... I don't know what you do. And I was like, guys, someone's got to know what to do in this situation. Like, you guys play sport here in America. Some of you have lived here your whole lives. What literally do I do? People are like, don't get an ambulance. Maybe you should try and book a doctor's appointment soon.
Yeah,
I was like,
because you know what? I would say don't, but I would do not do the, if you don't need an ambulance, just like, I would have said you need to probably go to the emergency room.
Yeah, even that apparently is no bueno. But get this. The game's over, right? One of our other teammates who's dealing with another injury right now, he didn't come, and he definitely didn't play, but he was going to come after the game just to hang out with everybody and say hi and stuff. He came after the game, brought his wife. His wife, believe it or not, is an arthroscopic surgeon, a knee surgeon, that does ACLs and this type of stuff. Every day.
So she knew what to do. She knew what to do.
She felt my knee. She was like, there's too much swelling to tell if your ACL's gone. Your meniscus is clearly out of place. You've probably done an MCL. And she was like, do this, 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 and this. And then come see me and we'll talk about it and we'll get you in for surgery. And I was like, what are the chances that they come to this game after not even playing and she's a knee surgeon?
That, you know what? That's the universe taking care of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that is the universe saying, hey, you hurt yourself. I'm here to take care of you. That's mm-hmm. beautiful that at least that happened.
Yeah, that
in
was
this really tragic story.
Yeah, so...
Hayden, that is psychotic.
Can I tell you the craziest thing, Dax? The knee is like a constant one or two on the pain scale. The knee doesn't hurt. My ITB, my quad muscles, and like the front side of my calf... The muscle that runs like down the front of your calf muscle, absolute agony. Like they're seizing up.
Are you taking anything?
Just anti-inflammatories. It's bananas. Like I wake up pretty much like 3 a.m. every day for the last 2 weeks with just like so much pain in my quad that I can't get rid of. I've been a little sleep deprived, but,
I'm so sorry. It's not fun. And now you get to go on your medical journey and you can write your one man show after all of this.
Yeah, my one legged show.
You're going to want to write a one man, one legged, one man, one leg, one man, one leg, one story.
That's the title.
The tale
absolutely.
Of an Aussie in the medical
Pirate.
System. US Oh, I'm so sorry. That really is not.
It's been an interesting 2 weeks. I've already embarked on this insurance journey, and it's been, how do I say this, hell on earth. So
surprise, surprise, surprise.
There you
surprise,
go.
Surprise,
there you
surprise,
go.
Surprise.
I'm like, should
don't
I just
make any
fly
decisions
back to
without.
Australia?
Do not make any decisions without texting me.
Okay, deal.
At least don't use a card until you text me. You call me if they're like, you need to use your card. You call me immediately and I'll tell you what to do. I know.
I mean,
all
what if I go see
do.
A doctor and I have to pay for it?
You don't might have a copay, it? But don't pay after. Just say, oh, I'm going to file for
get this. I have this new insurance that there's no deductibles and no copay. I pay just an out of pocket. That's it. It's kind of weird, eh?
And what do you know the percent? Okay, we can talk about this another. Like, this is not that interesting.
We'll talk about it off air because it's a whole thing. I've probably collectively spent 7 or 8 hours on the phone to doctors and insurers and everything over the past couple of weeks. So I've learned a lot and been very, very annoyed.
Oh, it's not. It's supposed to be.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's supposed to be annoying and hard on purpose. What I am saying is don't pay anything. This is for everybody if you're going through something that's similar to Hayden and you don't know what to do. There are ways to not have to pay out of pocket. Like there are companies that help. There are financial assistance companies that help. It doesn't even matter if you're making millions and millions of dollars. There are ways that you can get help that you don't need to immediately put on a credit card. So there's ways to do it. And that's why I would say make sure if you do my
planned movements, and then you can tell me.
Because as soon as you put it on a credit card, it's no longer,
it's done.
You can't write it off. You can't do anything. Like it is no longer. It is. Yeah. Do not put it on a credit card.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think it's high time for a break, but just before we go to the break, Dax, I want to show the viewers my cool piece of hardware that I wear every day, and I'm going to put it on in the break because your boy needs it. Check this out.
Okay.
As I hobble away.
Are we going to break, or are you putting it on for us right now?
No, I'm going to show you, and then I'll put it on in the break. So this is my knee brace. Oh, God.
Oh, cute.
This is my knee brace. Woo!
That looks fun. Kinky.
Is this the thumbnail?
That might be. No, that'll give it away.
That will give it away. Don't do it.
We'll put it up.
I'm going to sit down and put this on.
All right. After this. We'll get into more after this break. Okay, you got the brace on.
Brace is on. Legs feeling better. Had a little bit of a sit. So good.
Yeah, and we chatted a little bit more about it, and this is what I can believe. But like for people that don't know the situation that Hayden's going through, and I, like, if you've never had surgery or had to do this, which that's awesome, and I hope you never have to have surgery. His insurance from what I'm understanding, right, Hayden, is your insurance covers your doctor, but doesn't cover your doctor's surgical center. And then this other place, So you have to go find a surgical center. Your surgical center is covered by this insurance, but the doctor at that surgical center isn't covered. What the hell? Do you see how confusing this is? And thank God it's not. I mean, it's kind of an emergency, but thank God you don't need it done right now. Because if you got thrown into this and you had no choice, that's what you have to do, is make a decision on what's cheaper, the doctor or the surgical center. And you know what's not? It's the surgical center is usually the more expensive.
100%. And I gave my insurer a bit of... I mean, unfortunately, they're just all just workers. They don't have any sway. But I gave him a piece of my mind and was like, this is the most backwards, dumbest thing I've ever seen. Do you know how easy
it's all backwards.
It would be? I was like, do you know how... Like, I need you to forward this to someone who can change this system, because it would be so easy for you to put in a little code where... on the back end, so your people can search doctors and surgery centers that are covered, not one or the other, and then you have to do the math. Just do one thing where doctors and surgery centers are covered.
Too easy. It's too easy.
Yeah.
And you know the whole reason I wrote, nice segue, Hayden. Nice segue back into my play.
Boom, baby. We're here. Let's go.
which If you are in the New York area, please come. Please come. I am so proud of it. I did like a little reading, 30-minute version of it, and was so excited for what happened. And I know we've talked about it already, but I sold out my first, or we're almost sold out of my November 10th, and now I added a November 5th. So we have two dates, and as soon as I sell out November 5th, or get 50% of November 5th, they add a third, and I can get up to eight added. So every time I sell 50% of the house, they add another show. If I can get four shows, I would be ecstatic. So please come to the show and support new. Mm-hmm.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Support new theater, support new writers. It is a one-person show if you're just tuning into this, about our medical system, my medical journey specifically. Mm-hmm. But it sounds I'm having like trauma twitches.
Flashbacks.
Because what Hayden is going through is exactly like exactly what I learned, but I had to learn the hard way because I had less than 24 hours to get my surgery done. And yes. And anyway, come to the show if you're in the New York area. If you're not, fly and come see the show. I promise you it's an hour of laughing and crying and music. A lot of team. A lot of people have put in a lot of love for this show, and it's not just me, it's a whole team that has brought this to life, and I only showed a 30-minute version, and I have expanded it and made it, I think I'm making it into something even more magical. So support Noir.
November 5th, buy those tickets.
November 5th, November 10th, come see me. It's in my Instagram, my link tree. You can bada bing, bada boom. But anyway, I'm so sorry you're going through this. I hate it. I hate it. I hate this for you. I hate this for anybody having to do it. It's why I'm so passionate about helping people going through this, because it is not fun and it should not be a thing. It should not be a freaking thing.
You know, I hate the fact that this might get borderline political. But I've even heard like right-wing people saying, can we just have universal healthcare? And I'm like, what? So I think Americans want it. Americans deserve it. And you can have it.
Everybody, I think it's possible. I don't think I can. I don't know the answers because it's a very corrupt system now. Like it's at a point where it's corrupt that it's so money driven. And to be fair, some of these big hospitals have really, really great inventions. Like I just went to the dermatologist and it's not an invention.
I'm like, but, what inventions?
I just went to the dermatologist and you stand in front of this, it's like a TSA thing. I don't know if I've said it before in the podcast, but it's like a TSA like thing where you stand and you know, where they take
they
a whole
you?
Like scan.
Oh,
instead
like
it's
a halo.
Photo, yeah, but instead it's a photographs of your entire body.
Whoa. And so it can pick up little things like freckles
everything.
And things.
And it like it shows everything, and then it shows like where things like warning spots for the doctor to look at personally and like really look into.
Damn.
It's magical. It's like I go to the dermatologist at least once a year. I think everybody should go to the dermatologist. Mm-hmm. I see a really great dermatologist, but I'm I'm normally fair skin, not that I'm really tan right now, but I'm normally a pretty fair skinned person. So I'm very, very adamant about not getting burnt. But this thing was really cool. It shows you every crevice. And I mean, it pictures every crevice.
Wait, are you naked in this thing?
Yeah, butt ass naked. I walked my ass in. I walked my ass in, and the nurse was like, "All right, take everything off." I was like, "In front of you?" And she goes, "Yeah." And I'm like, "I'm not a shy guy, but I was like,
this is a little okay, a little much."
And you stand there, full
she's seen it all.
It goes,
shit.
And then
never has your junk been photographed in such high definition before.
No, I know. I know. Nobody's getting that detailed of a look. And so then you have to go in and sit there and wait for the doctor, and then they bring it up on the big screen.
Whoa.
So that and you see everything.
Wow.
And it shows you all like the little there are I have a few moles in places I didn't know I had moles in.
Wow. Good. Then this technology is working.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm good to go. I have no skin cancer. But I'm just saying like this technology is paid for. So what I'm saying is like the shitty part about this is like the money that they get from all these insurance companies that we as minions of human beings have to pay are definitely paying for but it's like the best things you can have, and I find it really
I think it's possible to get best of both worlds. I think
it is. I'm trying to stay optimistic that we get that. So I don't know. I'm sure wishing you the best of luck. I told you to call me, text me anytime you have questions, because I literally I've been through all of it. Like, I've experienced everything. What you're doing right now is...
I think I'm going to message you you gave me some great advice on the break, so I will look at those things, actually. So,
What? You're going to get through it. It's going to be great, and you have a really good partner in life to help you through this.
Could not have done it without her.
She's a fantastic
Kara.
You have a lot of fantastic people around you, but thank God what an angel it is to have her around, because I have no doubt she is being incredibly helpful.
She's been absolutely phenomenal, and sometimes I know she gets a little annoyed, like if I'm like, oh no, I left my water bottle out on the couch, and for me that's like a 10-minute round trip.
Yeah.
But for her it's like 10 seconds. And she goes, I'll get it.
It's just like a deep breath. But good. I'm happy you have that. I mean, I know you have people there to... I'm happy you have that.
No, it's great.
Speaking of happy to have that, look who just walked in.
Did you just get some happiness straight through the door?
Yeah, Charlie Ann.
Oh, no.
His thing is going to say hi. Hi, baby
hey,
girl.
Hey, Charlie. Oh, what a sweet girl. Has she got all her teeth?
Guess what? Her dog insurance didn't cover any of her teeth removal.
No. Why?
They don't cover dog insurance is BS.
Yeah.
God. Can we play this last game? We'll get it from this break. Guess who walked in? I can't wait to play this game with this one who just walked in.
I forgot what we're playing, so I'm super excited to see the other side of this break.
Oh, yeah. We're going to sing little songs and see if they get stuck in your head.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
This will be...
I'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. I got one plan. Right, I've only got one, but we're doing
great. I have like two, and then we're done. Okay. I think, for this game, we are going to like hum some things. What is the most annoying songs that can get stuck in your head?
Oh, and annoying. I've got a good song.
Will it get stuck in your head?
Yes, because it's been stuck in my head for a month, but you don't know it. You don't know my song.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, okay, you can do your song, and then think of like another annoying song that you just don't want stuck in your head, and that's how we'll end this podcast, are with the most annoying songs ever to get stuck in your head.
Okay, great.
Maybe not the most annoying, but maybe somebody will like send us like, maybe you can type in the comments like, what is an annoying song that gets stuck in your head and you just that lives rent free in your head? What song?
I feel like that's gonna torture us. It's going to torture us.
I love that. Well, something comments. Has to take away from your torture need.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. Torture my mind, not my body.
Okay. What's your song?
Okay.
And remember, we can only do like 8 to 8 bars because we'll get shadow banned.
Okay. Just a few bars. This song is a new song. The artist, I believe, is like 8 years old. And he's Australian, and this song is going viral in Australia, and I can't get it out of my head. It goes, imagine an 8-year-old boy singing this. It goes, Eastern Rosellas, and that's, Eastern Rosella is a bird. Look at the beautiful colors. He goes, Eastern Rosellas. And then it keeps going.
Okay, I get it.
It's really catchy. And he's like 8 years old, and he's like, blowing up in Australia. It's like
Can
the number
shout
one song
out the
in
name?
Australia right now.
Who is it?
I don't know the kid's name, actually.
Oh.
That's bad. I just know the song is called Eastern Rosellas, and anyone who's seen it, they'll know what I mean by it being like so freaking catchy. Every time it gets out of my head, I see someone covering it, like a famous artist covering the song, and it's straight back in my head again. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's annoying. Here's another one. Tell them how I am defying gravity. With you and I defying gravity. Yeah, keep that going. That'll say it. That's a good one. That one won't stop.
No, the thing is, I love that song, so don't make
me
hate it.
I know, but that won't leave your brain. Do you have another one?
There's... No, not off the top of my head right now.
I have another
but
one.
Like,
hey now, you're a rock star. Get your game on. So on. Get go played. I don't know the
hey
words.
Now,
get,
you're a rock star. Show on. Get paid. All that glitters gold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bang.
Only
shooting I love
stars. That's a good
one.
Another bang. One. I have so many. Look what you made me do. I don't even know the tune. Look what you
look
made
what
me
you
do.
Made me do.
Do.
Look what you,
look what
made,
you
me
made,
do.
Made me do.
Is that Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's her.
What's another one?
No, I have a Michael Jackson one in my head all the time, and now I can't remember it.
My favorite.
Also, I'm blue, dabba dee dabba
dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee
dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba
dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba
dee dabba dee
dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee
dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee dabba
dee dabba dee dabba dee to have that song.
You're,
well,
you're
Aiden,
welcome.
this has been so fun. Keep me posted. Keep us posted on. Let us know. We like to know on your journey of Instagram, cool. How it's going.
I'll keep you all across.
Please.
It. But this yeah. has been a great episode.
Yeah,
hasn't it?
Thanks
so
for standing through it.
Yeah, yeah, I cannot wait to sit down.
Woo! She bang. She bang. Whoa, whoa.
She move. This has been another great episode of
Blondies
Out Loud.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.